Rishalmi Erevin Daf Nun Tes. So the Gemara should discuss before about how to get water from the well or from the body of water that's underneath the balcony, and how does one bring it into the chatzar? What kind of mechitza do you need? Now we're discussing about what to do, how to get rid of wastewater on Shabbos. Do you need a mechitza there as well? That's what this mission is. Chatzar sheyesh b'suk me'abahamis. Chatzar that is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. Ain shovkin l'soka mayim b'shabbos. You can't pour wastewater into it on Shabbos. Because why? We're afraid that the water is going to flow from the chatzar into the shusharavim. You can't do that, says the Kovenator to explain. It was dalet on dalet. We'll see that you can't go ahead and do that because we're afraid that the water will seep out. She'ein bo shir shel arba amos. Ein shofkin, says the Pnei Moshe, the fish, she'ein yotzin miyad lo shusharavim. It goes away, it goes right, it's so small that it goes right to shusharavim. But if it has dalet amos, dalet amos, we say the water will seep into the ground before it goes out, yotzin, and won't go out to shusharavim. So it's because of the size, the small size of the chatzar. There's not enough space for the thing to go for the water to get absorbed, and therefore it's going to go pour out into shusharavim, which you can't do. That's an isser. But if it's 4x4, then it'll flow. Then it'll go into the ground, and we're not concerned that it's going to be a problem. Unless it has a pit, you may put the wastewater in that has at least 2 saws of water, and that comes out from the opening and down. Whether it's on the inside of the kutzer, outside of the kutzer, it's fine. But if it's outside, you have to cover it. But inside, you don't have to cover it. If it's outside, you have to cover it. What would the reason for that purpose? What's the reason why you have to do that? Says the Kohen Eda. Kifo, you have to make a cover of the Mila. It should be considered chaluk mishasarabim, separate mishasarabim. Therefore, you have to cover it. If it's otherwise inside, you don't have to cover it. But if it's bachutz, then you would have to go ahead and cover it because you want to separate it from the mishasarabim, that it shouldn't go into mishasarabim. Because it'll spill out over the pit that you have, the water that you have, and put more in there, and it'll come out and absorbing. It'll be any room left in the pit, and it'll go into the chatzah, into the shusharavim. That would be awesome. Yes, Yaakov Aimer. Bipshi kamer abahamis b'shusharavim. You have a case of a drainage channel that runs along the chatzah into shusharavim. And it has 4 amos long. It goes into a shusharavim. After it goes into a shusharavim, it's 4 amos long. Shofkin l'soka mayim b'shabbos. You let go pour water into it on Shabbos, waste water into Shabbos. Because the reason is then the same idea, the same counts that we said, even though it runs into a shusharavim, but you're allowed to pour water in it because same concept is that you have 4 amos by 4 amos, so that's a separate area. It's like a separate reshus. It's not a shusharavim. It's considered like a malkum patur. Says the Kohen Eda, and Mila, it's like you're pouring it into that space. It's not Rishas Rabim. It's which is a drabanon, putting it from Rishas Yochid from your chatzer into a makom p'tur. That's mutter. If it's not, it's going to be doesn't have that size. Then it's part of the Rishas Rabim. That'll be yasa because you're pouring it directly into Rishas Rabim. Says you let it go ahead, even if you have runs of chuv chatzer. It's 100 amos long. You can't go ahead and pour water into it. You pour it onto the roof, you get a little bit, then it goes itself into the channel. No, you can't. They come and hold, even if it's so big, it's 100 amos wide, which means it has much more space to consider its own reshus. But since Lamaisa, it's even though that's the Miskaven, but you're not throwing it directly to the Rabbin, but since it will go into it, we don't want you to do that. But if you pour it on the roof, then it goes into the, through the bib, it goes into the channels, and it goes out, and even if some of it gets into the Rabbin, that's in the Miskaven, it's indirectly, and such a thing we would not answer. I'm going to explain this a little bit more detail. So that's the Mishnah Baita. Chatzar v'achsadra m'savnu abahamos. A chatzar and a achsadra, the porch that's connecting, is mistired together to be arba amos to make go ahead to be able to pour the water, the wastewater. You don't have to make a special pit afterwards. If one that's enough to be considered that amos to separate between there and shusharab. Two back is opposite each other. They're posing opposite each other, and less than 4 amos between them. Some of them make balconies, the pit and the chutzah, to have the water. That's a low sukkah, and some of them don't have a pit to make to store the water. That's which has the pit. You got to go ahead and put mutar, pour it in. But those who don't have a pit, that's also to pour water in there, because the cases where you're going to put would not be allowed you to do that. It would be also to do that because then you cannot go ahead and pour water because that water is going to go into the rabbin. And as long as it, because it mixed the kozman shelo avru, as long as it doesn't mix together, and it, therefore it's going to be in the separate water, that water will go out of the rishus. That looks like you're going into rishus harabim, and therefore that we would not allow you to do that. The Gemara now continues to explain the halacha in the Mishnah. Strange halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed that if a person goes ahead, you can pour water, wastewater into a chatzar. If you have 4 amas by 4, you don't even make a pit. If it has 4 amas by 4 amas, you can do that because it gets absorbed. So the Gemara explains, what's the halacha? Why is this mutter? She'aru tash b'shalotim sasayim. Chachamim calculated the amount of water a person uses every day is 2 saw. And they also calculated an area of 4 amas by 4 amas can absorb 2 saws of water. Therefore, when you put the water in, the ground will absorb it. And it doesn't go into Rishus HaRabim. It won't flow into Rishus HaRabim. And Mela, that's not the Niskavin. And therefore, if it goes, if a Taka does end up going further, it didn't have to. Chamim will stop it. That was enough to be do so. And therefore, if it goes into Rishus HaRabim, lo gazra bon, everyone goes to Davalo Shkiach. Shkiach enough that it's enough to absorb, your ground will absorb it. If by any chance it doesn't and it goes out, that's lo gazra bon, but to make a gzeir on something that's not Shkiach. Now, look, if that's from the promise, then you can't, it doesn't measure, then you have a problem, then you can't do it because we're afraid it's going to go into Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara explains, what's the halacha? Nikvoka. Gemara said, what if a pit developed, if a pit develops a hole, which means that it can no longer have that pit that you have can no longer sustain to sasayim because water leaks out. It doesn't the whole. So now what do you do in such a case? Even if it's less than dollar, if it's more, excuse me, if it's dollar, it would be enough not to worry about Rishus HaRabim because it's going to absorb. But if there's a hole in the bottom and water's getting out, then it would be, it'll go into Rishus HaRabim. There's one sheet of holes. You don't have to go stop it up. Since you still have, you have a pit, it's enough to go to have to base a sasayim of water, 2 saws of water, which is the natural amount. Fact that someone will go in because there's a hole in it, and so now all the water will leak out and go, that's not, you still don't have to worry about it. You have the hole, that's enough, you don't have to worry about it. It's not a problem. Now I say no, another time it's increased, you have to stop it up. Because most otherwise you can't do it, you won't be able to do it. We'll see in the Svarah, well, the Svarah of these machlokas is, you have to close up the hole that the water should go to Rabbi. No, so you don't have to close up the hole. No, it's one machlokas to Amarayim. We'll see another machlokas. It's Maaz Loka. The pit was filled up with water before Shabbos, which means no more room for water to go in. It's time to start Shabbos. According to some, you have to go ahead and pour out the water before Shabbos, empty it out so you can fit your wastewater in. Otherwise, it's going to go to Rabbi. Because otherwise, there's no benefit of having it if the water doesn't fit in. It's time to start. The other time, no, you don't have to go ahead. You have a hole and you have a pit and it's enough. You don't have to go put out. Even though it's already filled with water, the Chum didn't require you to do more than that. And it, like you're putting in Mamash Shurabim, Chum didn't require you to do that. So we have two cases and two machlokas in both of these cases. Amar Ramana, Chatanu. These two cases are really one Tana. One Tana is Makel in both cases, that you don't have to go ahead and close up the hole. You don't have to go ahead and empty out the water. And the other man is Machel, so at least it heals both. If it's leaking out, it means that the water won't go in and go into the Rabbi, you have to close it up, the hole. And if it's too much, you have to pour it out. Both the same Svara, that you have to go make sure that doesn't go into the Rabbi. So the Chum required you to do that. The other said, no, as long as you have the hole, it's enough. Chum didn't require you to do more than that. The one who says the halacha is you can go ahead, you don't have to go ahead and close up the hole, the low soul, you're allowed to go pour the water into the chatzar, even if it's already filled up, because same idea, as long as you have area that's royal to stay so, you accomplish what the Chacham said. It won't work here because the water can't go in, there's not enough room for the water. It doesn't make a difference. As al stolas, so we don't have to worry about it with the kule hide or upon one goes to worry about such a thing. It says, Amar Abakaber Amaya, Hachi, Havi of Yonah, Avuch, Have bai. When it says, etc., Ramona, the Rav Yonah, your father, the way he said the same thing, he explained the same thing, that they're also, these two machlokes are the same, and both Tanaim agree, both prices, the same halacha applies. So when you explain that it's Hua Din, they're both the same svaras, it's really the same thing, your father said the same idea, that the same halacha applies, the same concept is both, would apply in both cases. Also would say the same svar, that would not be, each one is the same svara. The one is makel, the one is makel in both cases. Zok to Gemara. The one who continues to the brisa, the halacha, if it doesn't have 4 amas, halacha, you can't do it. Kippis can be pifnim. Most of the chatzar was sloped in and part of the chatzar. I feel Yoser may answer us, even if the chatzar is larger than 10 amos, you can't go pour the wastewater because it will slope, it's going to go right into Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, it'll go in before it has a chance to absorb in the ground. It'll just run down the slope into the, that's us, bachutz. If the cuts are sloped away from it, then halakha should be allowed to. Even less than Amos Mutter, because it's going to surely go the other way. It's not going to go in Shazarabim, so you don't have to worry about it. And Kaima Meshava, we say, don't give me Shazarabim against it both. It's not sloped, it's straight, and therefore the ocean, if you have that Amos, it's yes. Yes. In other words, there's a look, it's not a one for all. If it's sloped into Shazarabim, even if it's a 10 Tvachim wide, it's not going to help, because it's going right into Shazarabim. If it's sloped the other way, then it's not a problem, no matter what it is. Even if it's less than that, because it's going to go the other way. It's not going to go Shazarabim. So Mishnah's talking about a case where it's near the slope, not straight, and therefore the question is, if you have two, enough to store two, so Sayim, that's enough, what we say, it's enough to store, but it's not a problem. If it's not, it'd be considered Aser. So if you have a case of Chatzar, the question is, when do we have a luck applied for that Amos? What's the case when you have an upper and a lower level? Do we need a separate two Amos for each one or not? There's more questions I look from the Mishnah as to what would be the case in such a case. We have a Mishnah against Rav Yochanan. Mishnah and a porch combined for four Amos. You don't have to have a separate pit for each one. So by the Mishnah said before, you have the above the chutzah, you have to go ahead. It combines. If it combines, then each one separate. Here, Rav Yochanan said you don't need a separate. So the question is, a kaira, it's a stira, a kashim, and a brisa, and Rav Yochanan. We're talking about cases where they're separate levels, and you would require two separate ones. Yet the Mishnah says you don't need one. One's enough. How can that work? What's pshat in the Mishnah according to Rav Yochanan? When it says pasle b'shav, it must be the Mishnah's learned a case where it's on the same level. The porch and the chutzah is not on two separate levels, higher or lower, but at the same level. So, it's considered like one. It's considered like one. If you have two, a pit for two, it's considered good enough. And Mamela, therefore, it commits dive together, and it's not a stira, the Mishnah is not a stira to the case of the Mishnah. The Shavit, they're both the same. In the case of the Moed. So tomorrow, we have a Kasha Bryson, a Kasha Ravish Lakash, the other way. My festival Gag, the Chutz, Mustafa Mamamos, the roof, my Peset, the roof, the Gag, the Chutz, all Mustafa together for Amos. Irish Lakash said, you have an upper and a lower down, the lower, they don't combine together, you have to have separate. Here the Bryson says, a roof and a Chutz all together, that's surely not in the same, that's different levels, and yet the Lakash doesn't combine. It's Mustafa, according to Mustafa. Before he said, even if it two things itself doesn't combine, here we're saying, it's Mustafa together, even Mamish on different levels. So the Gemara says, and the answer is, I'm Rav Yechanina, or Bishav. No, even though we're saying a separate roof and that, it's still considered the same level as the Chatzar. It's a roof, but the house was built below the Chatzar in a level where it's really the same level. It's not a higher level, lower level, it's Bishav. The Shteyamas, the Chatzar, the Shteyamas, Achsadra, is really the same. It's really the same. Meshava, same thing. It's all mustav together because it's considered on one level, and therefore that would be the same halacha. It would not be akasha. You would require one. Two would be enough. Zot Gemara, actually be a riot. It's not a subshot in the brisa. In the brisa case, Tana we learned. Habayis haliyah sotah sotah mustav. It's not mustav. What do you mean it's not mustav? Why can't it be mustav? We said before a roof combines with a chutz. Why can't it be mustav as well? But Shaino Shava, to my case with the case, we're not on the same level. Not on the same level, that's why it's no good. That's why I look at the Mistarfin. Where it's on the same level, then I look at Amit Mistarif, Memela, therefore, that's what's not good. So the Ibra Price itself is a Raya. The case why it's a Mistarif, the house together, all these things together, it's a Raya that the case must be talking about, where it's not on the same level. That's why I look at it's not Mistarif. But in a Hanami, where it is Mistarif, that's the case of the Brisa, it wouldn't be a steer of the Kash in the Mishnah and the Brisa, because one is it's the same level, but it's not. So the same look at Yariah, the Brisa is talking about where it's on one level, and therefore that would be not a Kash on the Rish Lakash, nor a Kash of Yochanan. So the right, go to pour four Amos into it, you will let it go in and do that. If you have wastewater into a drainage, yeah, at the first time, it has to be covered. They all say the same halacha. What they say? You have a drainage channel that runs along the chutzah and shazarabim. So the first for amos of it has to be covered. It goes into shazarabim. You got to go pour water in Shabbos. But it's not direct, it's getting to the pipe, and it goes into the Rishabim later, it's fine. Even if it's 100 amas long, he's like, you can't put it into the biv, but it's going right into the Rishabim, even though it's going into the biv, into the channel, but it's galamaisi, it's going into the Rishabim, leading right in, that you can't do. So you can put it into the gag and then to the bib, but you can't do it directly. Mayor, with the permission of the Bryce, when the Bryce is a little bit of crooking, drain pipes in the cities, which extend from the Chatzim and Shazarabim, have two sources of water. You know they have holes in it for the water to go out. You're supposed to talk about, you gotta go pour water on Shabbat, even if it goes into Shazarabim. This is Rashi Rameir. Rameir is the same halacha holds. Like a Rashi holds, you're allowed to put water into a bib, even though it's going into Rashi Rabim. So too over here as well. But according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to put it directly into them. Lachari would be the same halacha over here. You wouldn't be able to do it here either. Rameir is in a shita of Rashi Ben Yaakov, not according to Chachamim. So the Gemara says, you can't do it according to Chachamim. Lachari, there's a Brisa that says you can't do it. So how does Rabbanan fit into the Lashon of the Brisa? So Gemara says there's certain Tanoim that you're allowed. Tanoim learn a Brisa like this. Brisa says, Allah Kamagrida, you go pour waste into the roof, and the Brisa, that they say you can do. If there was a gutter running alongside the roof, and you pour it into the gutter, that's okay, because again, it's going to something else. You're pouring into the roof, you're pouring into the gutters, and the gutters later into Zerabim, that would be okay, because it's not going direct. If it's raining during the rainy season and it's pouring out from the roof to the drain pipe into Zerabim, it's also okay. But however, if the drain pipes of the gush are going in, which means you're putting water directly into from the chutzar, from there to Zerabim, the water is going directly, then we say, look, is that Rabbanan would not allow you to do that. That's not do something else that seems to be direct, and therefore would not allow you to do that. Such a case would not allow you to do that. Why is this case different? Why is this case different? So Gemara doesn't explain the difference, why, when it would be, what case are we talking about that we don't allow you to do it? We don't allow you to do it. Then the Brisa would say, it's going the whole area, the whole length of the whole kosher. So it looks like it's going out of the chotzer into Rosh Hashanah, but it's going through the pipe that's going through the whole thing. But over here, where it's going into the maskila, into the chutzar itself, and then flowing out, that we would not allow you to do. Talking about kafra, if it's a private place where the drain pipe is, you're allowed to go do that at all. Why? Even time that it's dry season, because it's been makom tzuna. Nobody sees it. There's no marasayan. Nobody sees it's going. They don't think you're putting it directly into Zerabim. We won't ask you in such a makom snua. Shein near l'rabim, we're allowed to do that. Shikro shalei isra in marasayin, only because of marasayin, and therefore there's no marasayin when it's closed up. There's no isra coming to word about it. You're doing it indirectly. That's not a problem. We're not putting it towards Rabbim. It's going direct to something else. But the ma'ase, it looks like you're going towards Rabbim, but you're doing it in a case where it's covered or in a private place for makom snua. Then a look is it's not a problem because we don't see it, and it's not even now chushes that you're doing it. This price of the Kharaz Rav, less than Kiyum. There's no way to reconcile it with his opinion. There's a shtira, it's a clear kasha on Rav, the Bakafra Agir Rav, and there's no explanation. Yeshua Kaim by Zukin, there's no way to explain. It's clearly connected Rav. The main halacha of Rav that says anything Mashem is Marasayan, I feel the Kajakadar Mazasar, would be Yasir also. How do you go ahead and justify Rav Amakabi Kadasam? I feel the Kajakadar Mazasar. So how could you say over here that the Brisa tells you that if it's Makom Tsnuwa, you're allowed to go do that because if not, the people can't see it? But Rav himself says the Shita so that anything that's Asir Marasayan, I feel the Kajakadar, doesn't make a difference, it's Asir. It's just even in a private place. So how would this help you here that it's a Makom Tsnuwa, you can't see it? It should be Asir anyway. The Gemara said, the Chayra, in a Hanami, even though it be Usr, here they allow you to do it. So the Chayra, there's no way to reconcile this halacha, this Brisa with Rav. It's Taka, Rav, Tanu, Polig. I have to say, Mela, therefore, with Ben Hanami, the Paskin, the Maisa Arim, if you do Chadon, be Usr. But Kafra Paskins like the Brisa and not like Rav. And he would say, therefore, it would be in a Hanami, it would be Mutter, Mamakam Tsnua, which is our Brisa. Mashenkin Rav, the Shitaso, would behold, that would be considered Usr. We'll stop here. I've counted the parak. We'll start the new parak tomorrow.